12 years ago, the former FBI agent Robert Levinson disappeared during an unauthorized CIA mission to Iran. Tehran has always denied any knowledge of his disappearance, but now, for the first time, it's acknowledging that a case regarding Robert Levinson has been ongoing before its Revolutionary Court. The United States is offering a $25 million US dollar reward for information about the longest held hostage in US history. Christine Levinson is Robert's wife. She's on the line from New Jersey. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
For 12 and a half years, you've been trying to learn exactly what has happened to your husband. Does this information mean a great deal to you and your family?
Yes, of course, it means a great deal to us. We are very hopeful that the fact that they have actually said that they have a case will resolve this case.
And what does it tell you about his fate specifically, the fact that there is a case before the Revolutionary Court?
Well, I've always believed that Iran knows exactly where he is. I believe that the fact that they are acknowledging that they have a case before the court says that.
And the fact that it's before the Revolutionary Court, does that have particular significance? Because they tend to take certain types of trials before that court.
Yes. What I understand is they're saying that it is a missing persons case, but I'm very skeptical about that because as a foreigner who visited Iran in 2007 after my husband went missing, I know very well what a police state it is and how they watch everything and are very careful when foreigners are there to make sure they know what they're doing.
Can you take our listeners back to 2007 when Robert disappeared? He was on Kish Island off Iran. What was he doing there?
He was on business there. He went to meet a source, and he was only supposed to be on Kish Island for 24 hours. And unfortunately, we know he got to the hotel. We know he left the hotel, but we know he never got on a plane to leave Kish Island.
And 2 years ago, your family sued Iran for concealing its role in his disappearance. Have you been able to establish many facts beyond what you've just told us?
No, we have not been able to. We have not heard from Bob since March 9th, 2007, other than to see a video and pictures that we received anonymously in 2010 and 2011.
And in that video, I mean, it's hard for most of us to imagine what that would be like. He was wearing a Guantanamo-style jumpsuit. That must have been incredibly distressing.
Yes, it was. To see the pictures of him in the jumpsuit were extremely hard to look at.
The images obviously didn't provide much information about where he was or who was holding him. But that video did have a Pashtun wedding song playing in the background, and it was a song popular at the time in Afghanistan. Has that led you down different paths in terms of imagining or trying to understand where, in fact, he might be?
No, I still believe that the Iranians are in control of that video and that they know they did that to try and take us or in looking into other areas.
Do you think that was a deliberate attempt to sort of take you off the scent?
Yes.
Three U.S. administrations have passed during this period, and they've all tried to find Robert. The Trump administration has announced this multi-million dollar reward that's on top of a $5 million FBI reward for information. Do you feel that that's enough? Have you had enough support from the U.S. government?
I'm extremely grateful to the United States government and President Trump for putting that new $20,000, a $20 million reward in addition to the $5 million reward that was also out there. I feel that whoever knows about Bob will possibly help us now.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that that's enough money to lead to a breakthrough, given that money has already been on the table for information in the past?
The amount of money available now is a total of $25 million, and I believe that that is quite a large number for anyone.
And Obviously, the relationship between the United States and Iran ebbs and flows, and there's been significant breakthroughs in recent years, but also significant deteriorations. How do you observe the ebb and flow of that relationship? Because presumably, this must all affect your husband's fate.
Hopefully, it does not affect his fate, because this is not a political case. This is a man who has not been seen by anyone in 12 and a half years. He has no human rights. He has not been allowed to see anyone, a lawyer, his family, talk to anyone. We have absolutely no information on what his life is like.
And I read also that you and your son Dan even went to Iran to look for him. How did you do that?
We flew to Tehran, and with the help of the Swiss government, they are the protecting representative country for the United States in Iran. They were assisted us in retracing Bob's steps and talking to the government of Iran.
And what was that journey like? I mean, it's so hard for us to imagine what that would be like.
It was very difficult. As I said, we did see that Bob was at the Hotel Miriam on Kish Island for the 24 hours and was supposed to leave out of the airport on Kish Island to go back to Dubai on Kish Airlines, and that didn't happen. So we know that somewhere Bob was taken and has not been seen since.
And from that trip, did you learn anything new? Did you gain any insight into the circumstances around his disappearance?
No, unfortunately, we didn't learn anything.
12 years is an incredibly long time. What's this like for your family?
It's very difficult. Bob and I have 7 children. And when Bob disappeared, our youngest son was 13 years old. He's now 26 years old. So that tells you everything. He was about 5'2", and now he's 6'4". Bob has no idea what has happened to his family. He has no idea that all of his daughters are now married, and one of his sons, and that we have 9 grandchildren.
That must be very difficult to see the children married off, knowing that Bob is probably out there somewhere.
Yes, it's extremely difficult. Bob is the kind of is a big family man. He would be thrilled to see what wonderful families our children have made for themselves.
In terms of the practicalities of seeing Bob returned home, does the knowledge of this court case offer a practical mechanism for you to pursue information?
Well, we do have an Iranian lawyer, Mr. Agassi, who is working through the Iranian court system to try and find out information about Bob. Unfortunately, we have no new information.
But, I mean, that court process in the Revolutionary Court, will that necessarily be made public beyond what we have learned in the last few days?
I don't know. What I do know is the UN is looking at this, and they replied through the UN. So I'm hoping that they will give us more information that way.
Christine Levinson, we really appreciate your time this morning. We know this is very difficult for you and for your family, and we're grateful to you for sharing the story.
Thank you.
Christine Levinson is the wife of Robert Levinson, who has been missing in Iran since 2007.